There's a reason most enterprise AI initiatives never make it to production. You can't find a platform that's both powerful and secure enough. The result? AI budgets burned with zero business impact. But not anymore. Aria is the enterprise AI platform that delivers speed without compromise. Unlike other platforms that force you to choose between fast deployment or secure operations, Aria brings speed and security together. Launch AI quickly without cutting corners on compliance. Scale rapidly without sacrificing governance. Move at the speed of business without moving past your security requirements. Fortune 500 companies across finance, healthcare, retail, legal, and more choose Aria because we deliver what seemed impossible. Enterprise AI that's fast enough to beat the competition and secure enough to protect your most sensitive data. Ready for AI at full speed with zero compromise? Visit Aria.com to see the platform in action. That's Aria.com. Simplify enterprise AI.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, your shortcut to the big ideas shaping our world. Today, we're looking at something really transformative in sales. It's a shift moving way beyond just basic automation. We're talking about a fundamental re-architecture, really, of core business processes. And it's all being driven by something called agentic artificial intelligence. So our mission in this deep dive, to get you up to speed on agentic AI. What is it? Well, it's a class of autonomous systems. They can perceive, reason, make decisions, act, all with pretty minimal human input. We'll look at where it's actually being used in the sales funnel right now, and maybe most importantly, the strategic challenges you really need to think about. And the business case for this, it's compelling. There's a hook statistic here that's pretty staggering. Agentic AI could potentially double the active selling time for sales reps.
That's right. Double it. Think about it. Reps often spend, what, maybe 25% of their time actually selling?
Right. The rest is admin, research, logging stuff.
Exactly. This tech aims to push that selling time to over 50% just by automating all those non-selling tasks. It's a massive potential boost for efficiency and obviously revenue.
Okay, let's unpack that straight away. We hear AI constantly, right? It's in our phones, our CRM, everywhere. So what makes this AI so different that we need this extra word, agentic? Is it just a fancy automation bot?
Yeah, that's the key question to start with. To really get this, you need to understand what agency means here. It's about autonomy. We're talking about systems agents that you give a high-level goal to, maybe something quite abstract, and they can then figure out the sub-goals, set them, and pursue them on their own.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big leap from AI being just a passive tool, you know, waiting for your specific command.
To being more like an active partner, a proactive collaborator.
Precisely. A proactive, goal-driven, virtual collaborator. It figures out the path itself.
So it's definitely not like traditional automation or robotic process automation, RPA, which just follows strict IFN rules.
Exactly right. Those traditional systems, RPA, macros, they're reactive. They need rigid, predefined steps. They work best in very structured environments, like copying data from point A to point B, agentic AI. It's built for the messy, dynamic, unstructured world. You give it the big goal, like boost conversions for product X in the Asia-Pacific market.
And it figures out how.
Yes. The agent decides which leads need prioritizing, what data needs enriching, the best follow-up cadence. And crucially, it adapts its plan based on how prospects are actually responding in real time.
Okay, that clears up the RPA difference.
Mm.
But what about generative AI? We're all getting used to ChatGPT and similar tools drafting emails or creating content. How is an agent different from that kind of Gen AI?
That's probably the most critical distinction for anyone making decisions about this tech in a business context. Gen AI is fundamentally built to create something, text, images, code, and then it stops. It generates.
Ready for the next prompt.
Right. Agentic AI is built for doing. It uses a generative model, like a large language model, an LLM, as its sort of brain for reasoning. But the whole system is designed to take that reasoning and turn it into action and then keep monitoring the results. It closes the loop.
Right. Action and monitoring.
Yeah.
Can you give a really concrete example of that full loop?
Sure. So a Gen AI model, it might draft a really nice personalized sales email. That's where it stops.
Okay.
An agentic AI takes that draft, uses data to figure out the absolute best time to send it, actually sends it using an email API, watches for the response.
Like, did they open it, click a link?
Exactly. And based on that real-time feedback, it then autonomously decides the next best step, maybe scheduling a follow-up task in the CRM, perhaps alerting a human rep. It does that next step without needing another human push.
And that constant cycle is what gives it autonomy. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the architecture enables this. Can you quickly walk us through the stages? Because that seems key to it being goal-driven, not just, you know, smart.
Absolutely. It's basically a continuous loop, typically four stages, that gives it that ability to act purposefully. First is perception. The agent gathers data from APIs, databases, maybe user interactions.
Okay, seeing the world.
Then reasoning. This is where the LLM comes in, acting as the brain. It processes the data, interprets the main goal you gave it, and works out a plan.
Makes a plan.
Then execution. The agent actually interacts with other systems, your CRM, maybe your ERP, marketing tools, using APIs to carry out the chosen action.
There's the thing.
Right. And then, crucially, learning and adaptation. It gathers feedback. Did that email get a reply? Did we hit the KPI target? And it uses that feedback to refine its approach for next time, often using techniques like reinforcement learning, so it gets better.
Okay, that makes sense. So if this AI can genuinely reason and act on its own, let's shift gears. Forget the architecture for a second. How does this actually change the day-to-day mechanics of a sales funnel? Where are we seeing the ROI first?
Well, it often starts right at the top of the funnel. It really shifts prospecting from just, you know, throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks.
Do something much more precise.
Exactly. Precision science. Take intelligent lead scoring. Instead of static rules, these agents are constantly watching a huge range of real-time signals, social media buzz, news articles about a company, specific intent data from across the web.
Just so they get a much richer picture of who's actually interested now.
A much richer, much more accurate picture of purchase intent than older models. And they can instantly route the really hot leads to the right person.
And I guess that level of precision then flows into the outreach itself. You mentioned hyper-personalized outreach. If the agent's pulling data from, what was it, nearly 900 different apps on average, how personalized can it really get? Is it just mail merging the name better?
Oh, much, much more than that. We're talking about messages tailored to specific immediate contexts the agent just uncovered.
Like what?
Like maybe it sees a prospect's company just announced a merger. Mm-hmm. The agent can synthesize that and draft a message explaining how your product specifically helps with post-merger integration challenges.
Wow. Okay.
And it doesn't just send one message. It manages the whole sequence, adapting based on how the prospect interacts in real time. Did they click that link? Did they open the email? Did they linger on your pricing page? The agent adjusts the next step accordingly.
Okay, moving down the funnel then.
Yeah.
Mid-funnel. You talked about the agent becoming a co-pilot. Let me push back a bit here, though, that the agent is listening to calls.
Yeah.
Monitoring emails. That sounds a bit Big Brother-ish.
Yeah.
How are actual sales reps reacting to that idea?
That is definitely a friction point, and we should absolutely talk about the cultural challenges later. But the value proposition is really compelling. We're talking real-time sales intelligence and coaching.
Okay.
So during a complex sales call, the agent isn't just passively listening, it's actively processing. It can instantly surface that obscure bit of customer history from 3 years ago that's suddenly relevant.
Ah, useful.
Or suggest very specific talking points to counter a tricky objection based on analyzing thousands, maybe millions, of past successful interactions, or recommend the next best action right there in the moment. It's like having an expert instantly available.
It potentially levels up a rep's game on the spot.
Exactly. Turns a good rep into a potentially great one instantly.
That structural change, having this co-pilot, also seems to enable a massive jump in speed, in velocity, which changes how you measure things. Mm. You mentioned parallel processing before. Tell us more about how dramatically that speeds up a deal.
Yeah, it's a fundamental shift from linear steps to almost instantaneous coordination. Think about the old way.
Yeah.
You wait for prospect A to reply before you do step two for them.
All right, one thing after another.
With agentic AI, a strong buying signal from prospect B can trigger multiple actions at the same time across your whole system.
Touch.
Well, the agent could simultaneously research key contacts at prospect B's company, enrich their profiles in your CRM, draft that hyper-personalized email we talked about, schedule a follow-up task for the human rep, and send a full briefing note to the rep's Slack channel. All within seconds.
Okay, so it just collapses the waiting time between stages.
Totally collapses it. The whole focus shifts from tracking slow, linear progress to maximizing opportunity velocity. How fast can we move this qualified opportunity forward?
That linear to parallel shift sounds game-changing. And you mentioned real results, quantifiable impact. Mm. That telecom company adding $400,000 in new MRR in a slow season, that's not trivial. What were those AI SDRs actually doing? Were they just robo-dialing?
No, not just dialing. They were handling the high-volume qualification and research that humans frankly find tedious and aren't always efficient at. Specifically in that case, they ran hyper-targeted campaigns focused on dormant accounts.
Waking up old leads.
Exactly. The agents identified accounts showing recent, subtle signs of life spikes in intent data. They autonomously enriched the contact info, kicked off the outreach sequence, and the human reps only got involved once the agent had confirmed a genuinely high-intent, qualified meeting was ready to be booked.
So the humans focused only on the qualified conversations.
Precisely. That stat you hear sometimes, AI boosting overall sales revenue by maybe 30%, it's not magic. It comes from automating away that huge chunk, sometimes 75% of a rep's day that isn't selling. But, and this is a big but, getting to that potential isn't simple. For leaders listening, you really need to anticipate three major hurdles. There's the technical side, the people side, and the ethical dimension.
Okay, let's tackle those.
There's a reason most enterprise AI initiatives never make it to production. You can't find a platform that's both powerful and secure enough. The result? AI budgets burned with zero business impact. But not anymore. Aria is the enterprise AI platform that delivers speed without compromise. Unlike other platforms that force you to choose between fast deployment or secure operations, Aria brings speed and security together. Launch AI quickly without cutting corners on compliance. Scale rapidly without sacrificing governance. Move at the speed of business without moving past your security requirements. Fortune 500 companies across finance, healthcare, retail, legal, and more choose Aria because we deliver what seemed impossible. Enterprise AI that's fast enough to beat the competition and secure enough to protect your most sensitive data. Ready for AI at full speed with zero compromise? Visit Aria.com to see the platform in action. That's AIRIA.com. Simplify enterprise AI. Back to agentic AI and sales with AI Unraveled.
Hurdle number one, the data dilemma. We know AI needs data, but you mentioned the average company has something like almost 900 different applications. That data can't all be clean and connected, surely. The old garbage in, garbage out problem must be huge here.
It's the absolute core technical challenge. If you unleash an autonomous agent onto data that's fragmented, siloed, out of date, or just plain inconsistent, which is common with that many apps, its actions are going to be flawed.
Right. It might chase the wrong lead, or send an irrelevant message.
Or worse, you lose the prospect's trust, maybe even damage the relationship. The whole initiative stalls because the foundation is shaky.
So if that fragmented data is the biggest technical blocker, what's the single most important thing a leader needs to invest in before even thinking about deploying agents?
You have to treat data as a strategic asset, not just some IT plumbing problem, the critical investment. It's building a unified customer profile. Often that means using a customer data platform, a CDP, and enforcing really clear data governance rules.
Get your data house in order first.
Absolutely. You need that single source of truth about your customers and prospects. If the agent can't trust the data it's perceiving, the whole autonomous loop breaks down. Clean house first, then deploy agents.
Okay, clean data first. That leads us to hurdle number two, the human factor. Even with perfect data, you need people to actually use and trust this system.
Yeah.
If the data was messy before, the next challenge is getting sales teams to believe the autonomous output.
Right. That distrust of the black box, why did the AI prioritize this lead over that one, is a major killer of adoption. Resistance from employees is almost inevitable, partly from fear, you know, fear of jobs being replaced.
Understandable fear.
And if the sales team doesn't trust the agent's reasoning or finds it easier to just do things the old way, they'll simply revert to manual processes. And that multi-million-dollar AI investment just sits there unused.
So the solution isn't just sending out a memo saying, hey, everyone, use the new AI tool. You have to tackle that cultural resistance directly.
It absolutely has to be treated as a top-down change management program, not just an IT project rollout. Key elements are radical transparency, things like clear logs showing why the agent took a specific action.
So people can see the logic.
Exactly. And implementing human-in-the-loop workflows for the really critical decisions, maybe the agent proposes, but a human approves before a major action is taken, especially early on.
Building trust gradually.
Yes. And framing it correctly. This isn't about replacing you. It's about augmenting you. The agent handles the grunt work, freeing you up for the high-value strategic thinking and relationship building.
Okay. Makes sense. Data, then culture. Now, the third challenge, ethical risk. specifically algorithmic bias. This one feels particularly dangerous because the agent's autonomy could, like, amplify existing biases at scale, right?
It really could. That's a significant risk. If your agent is trained primarily on historical data and that data reflects past biases.
Like maybe you only won deals with big companies in the past?
Precisely. If your historical wins are mostly large enterprises, the agent might learn to unfairly deprioritize leads from, say, small or medium-sized businesses, even if they're potentially valuable now. It doesn't just learn the bias, it operationalizes it and can even self-reinforce it over time, potentially locking you out of entire market segments without you realizing it immediately.
Wow. So it's not just a one-off check of the training data. You have to keep monitoring what the agent actually does in the real world.
Constantly. Ethical governance can't be static here. Leaders need to mandate rigorous bias audits. Yes, on the training data initially, but critically, on the agent's live decision-making outcomes. Are certain demographics consistently getting lower scores or slower follow-ups?
You need proof the system is fair in practice.
You have to continuously monitor and prove fairness across different groups. Because the agent acts so fast, bias can scale much quicker than a human manager could catch it through manual review.
Okay, so tackling data, culture, and ethics is key to implementation. Let's look ahead then. If we manage all that, what does this really mean for the human salesperson, especially those doing the entry-level work today? Like basic lead qualification. Are we talking about widespread job losses there?
Look, it seems clear this won't replace your experienced strategic sellers, the rainmakers. But yes, it will significantly disrupt roles focused on high-volume, repetitive tasks. Basic lead qualification, manual data entry, high volume cold outreach. These are process-driven activities perfectly suited for automation by an agent. So that traditional career path where pretty much everyone starts as an SDR doing that grind, that model looks fundamentally broken by this tech.
Which implies the human role needs to evolve. Instead of just executing tasks, they become, what did you call it earlier? The strategic orchestrator.
That's the concept, yes. The human's value shifts upwards. It becomes about designing the overall sales system, configuring and guiding their team of AI agents, interpreting the complex insights these agents surface from across all that data, and handling the tricky, non-standard strategic exceptions where human judgment is crucial.
So less doing the volume, more directing the overall effort.
Exactly. Strategy, oversight, and handling complexity becomes the human's domain, not brute force execution volume.
Can you paint a picture of that orchestrator role? How should we imagine it?
Think of maybe a conductor leading an orchestra or perhaps a military general planning a campaign. The human sets the strategy, the objectives, the what and the why.
The big picture.
The big picture. The agents are like the highly efficient, specialized units executing the plan, handling the logistics, the high volume tasks, the how. This really means organizations need to think about new career paths. Maybe less focus on the pure SDR ladder and more on developing roles like a go-to-market engineer, someone technical who optimizes these systems alongside the senior strategic advisor seller.
But even with these incredibly capable agents, you're saying there are still core sales activities where humans remain absolutely essential.
Absolutely. The highest value parts of selling are still deeply human. Think about relationship building. Complex B2B sales require genuine trust, empathy, understanding unspoken needs, emotional intelligence. There was research showing, 88% of B2B buyers say they need a rep they see as a trusted advisor. An algorithm can't fake that authenticity.
Right. Trust is earned, not coded.
And then there's complex negotiation, reading the room, understanding subtle motivations, applying cultural nuance, navigating tricky concessions that require sophisticated social and strategic intelligence that's currently far beyond AI. So tying this all together, the message really is that the time for just watching and waiting is probably over. Adopting this effectively needs real C-level backing. It needs a disciplined approach, starting with focused pilot projects to prove the ROI quickly, not trying to, boil the entire ocean at once like some past tech rollouts.
And a critical part of that disciplined approach must be changing how we measure success. Right. If the agent is doing a lot of the traditional activity, you can't keep rewarding people just for making calls or sending emails.
You absolutely can't. The metrics have to evolve. We need to shift away from obsolete activity KPIs, number of calls, number of emails sent, and focus squarely on strategic outcomes.
Like
growth in qualified pipeline, improvements in customer lifetime value, higher win rates on the complex deals that require human finesse. You reward the human for their orchestration skills, their strategic input, their judgment. not just for being busy.
And looking even further out, say towards 2030, this tech isn't standing still. It's getting cheaper, faster, more specialized.
Definitely. Predictions suggest, you know, something like 80% of chief sales officers will expect their strategic plans to be AI augmented by then. And the tech itself is evolving. We're seeing a move towards using multiple specialized small language models, SLMs, for specific tasks, rather than just one giant expensive LLM for everything.
Which makes it more efficient and cost effective.
Exactly. Reduces cost, reduces the computing power needed, increases speed, and allows for deeper expertise in specific domains. And here's the interesting paradox. As the technology becomes more autonomous and efficient at the tasks,
the human skills become even more valuable.
Exponentially more valuable. The uniquely human skills, strategic thinking, empathy, complex problem solving, relationship building, become the core differentiators. They become absolutely essential for competitiveness. So the final thought for everyone listening is really this. What systems, what skills, what mindset shifts will you begin putting in place today to prepare for that reality?
There's a reason most enterprise AI initiatives never make it to production. You can't find a platform that's both powerful and secure enough. The result? AI budgets burned with zero business impact. But not anymore. Aria is the enterprise AI platform that delivers speed without compromise. Unlike other platforms that force you to choose between fast deployment or secure operations, Aria brings speed and security together. Launch AI quickly without cutting corners on compliance. Scale rapidly without sacrificing governance. Move at the speed of business without moving past your security requirements. Fortune 500 companies across finance, healthcare, retail, legal, and more choose Aria because we deliver what seemed impossible. Enterprise AI that's fast enough to beat the competition and secure enough to protect your most sensitive data. Ready for AI at full speed with zero compromise? Visit Aria.com to see the platform in action. That's AIRIA.com. Simplify enterprise AI.